Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let me show you what I learned today. I'm in a workshop, and there are two instruments in front of me. The caja, which is a kind of hand-played drum, and the guacharaca, which is a wooden cylinder that you play with a sort of metal brush. These instruments are both Colombian, and they form the base of cumbia and vallenato. And in my city's streets, you can hear them everywhere. On the radio at the corner taco stand, in car repair shops blasting on boomboxes, and of course, on buses. My name is Gabriel, but everyone calls me Gavilán. I was born in Monterrey, in northeastern Mexico. And several years ago, life led me across the border to New York. But fate brought me back to visit this city. In this episode, I'll tell you about the rhythms played on these instruments. Rhythms that have traveled for thousands of miles all the way here, to our streets. Today, I'm with El Huacho. He's a large man with a beer belly, wearing a flower shirt, shorts, and flip-flops. Huacho's a musician. He plays cumbia and vallenato. He's also a sonidero, a kind of block party DJ. And people call him Huacho because his go-to instrument is the guacharaca. He puts on a record and says, "Listen, this rhythm is quite the traveler. It's a rhythm of resistance, half indigenous, half African, made by people forced to leave their homes, but who brought with them their music and their instruments. You can play many different musical styles on the caja and guacharaca, such as paseo, which is joyful and upbeat, or son, which is slower and a little nostalgic, or merengue, which is a lot faster. And of course, cumbia. This music traveled from Colombia to all over the world, including Monterrey. Legend has it that one night at a party, the record player was a little faulty, and suddenly it started playing the music much slower and wonkier. And guess what? People loved it. And since then, we call that style cumbia rebajada. And it all grew out of these two sounds, the guacharaca and the caja. In Monterrey, along with cumbia, you hear plenty of vallenato. And vallenato, that's like capital C Colombian, you know what I mean? But believe it or not, we're huge fans of it here. When I came back here for Lolo's funeral, I noticed that the streets were full of Colombian flag-colored posters announcing upcoming vallenato shows. He loved to play songs from the OG vallenato guys, like Lisandro Mesa, Andrés Landero. For his 60th birthday, he closed down the block for a huge party. He played cumbias and danced all night. But right before last call, all you heard was vallenato. The kind of music that you can't help but sing just a little off-key. The kind of music that I'm hearing now, in his old room. Because he always said cumbia was for dancing, and vallenato for nostalgia. Sorry, I got carried away. Where was I? Right, I haven't really told you why I came to visit El Huacho in the first place. You see, El Huacho was Lolo's best friend. His ride or die, basically. They sang and played music together for so many years. And I'm pretty sure there isn't a single person in this neighborhood that hasn't danced at least once to their music. Like the bishop who started shimmying in the aisle after a mass for the Virgin of Guadalupe. Or the grumpy old man from Castellar Street who hadn't so much as tapped his foot to a beat in decades. And even a black bear that they ran into one August afternoon while hiking. They were so scared that they started to play. And the bear, allegedly, started swaying its hips. And, well, when Huacho's mom died, Lolo was right there to help carry the coffin. I show El Huacho my grandpa's record. And I ask him about the mysterious lyrics. I carry San Cristobal in my heart, and I weep for its hills. El Huacho smiles as he listens to Abuelo's voice. He remembers the song well, but he never quite knew what Lolo meant by that. But I don't leave empty-handed, because at that moment, Huacho gets up, walks away, and comes back with an accordion. Lolo's accordion. He hands it to me, and my fingers brush the buttons. The same buttons my grandpa made music with for years. And just to the side, there's an engraving. It says, "Cuanto más lejano el cerro, más sabroso el cafetal." The farther the hill, the richer the coffee. This show was produced by Studio 80. Our executive producer is Lori Martinez. Story, sound mixing, and original music by me, Luis Lopez. Our creative director is Lori Martinez. Additional script editing by Maru Lombardo and Jeremias Juarez. Our production coordinator is Catalina Hoyos. And our art is by William Guevara. This week's recommendation is the music of Gabriel Dueñez. He's a sonidero from Monterrey, and he's the one to thank for the accident that gave life to the now-beloved Cumbia Rebajada. Visit our website, that you can find in our show notes, for links to his music. Oh, and one more thing. We have exciting news. Adventure in Atacama, the interactive show produced by Studio 80, has been nominated for Most Innovative Use of Audio at this year's Lovie Awards. And if you liked the show, please vote for us. Check this episode's show notes for the link where you can cast your vote. Thanks! Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Mija Podcast. If you liked the show, leave us a comment and a review on Apple Podcast. Until next time, with love and recuerdos.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook. an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app, also available in Spanish and French.